This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, we're going to start in the NBA today, where the Milwaukee Bucks, they're not at the top of the Eastern Conference standings, but how legit are their finals chances? If you ask some fans, the presence of Doc Rivers makes that conversation really a non-starter. His well-discussed track record of choking away 3-1 leads, that came up again this week, and he said, quote, "It's a part of my legacy. There's nothing I can do about it. I got a team that was an 8 seed up 3-1. That's not bad coaching. The one with the Clippers is the only one that got away. I don't get enough credit for getting the three wins. I get credit for losing. What if we had lost in six games? No one cares." Are you buying or selling, Bob, Doc's frustration here?
I'm selling it. He does have an NBA ring because he was the coach of the Celtics when they won, and he was coach of the year in Orlando way back when. He ain't getting that ring this year. Because Dame Lillard's out for the season, in all likelihood, blood clot in his calf. That news broke last night. And that Lillard, Giannis and Antetokounmpo duo has not really lived up to expectations. If you're being told that you suck multiple times, you're going to eventually have to defend yourself. But I'm not buying the old Wambulance thing there. He's had teams that should have gone deeper in the playoffs that didn't.
Over to the NFL, Calais Campbell wants to keep playing football even at the age of 38. Now, if this was anyone else, you'd probably roll your eyes, but for Campbell, really found a lot of ways to stay productive, at least 5 sacks in each of his last 4 seasons, a trusted veteran presence as well, and with the Ravens in need of a replacement for Michael Pierce, could a reunion be in the cards? Kevin Ostreicher seemed to like the idea when he joined us yesterday. Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Ravens would be interested, though?
Yeah, I'm buying it. And I think, Nolan, it probably happens after June, you know, so they're compensatory pick form. You know, they don't lose out on comp picks. So don't expect anything to happen quickly.
Now, it seems like he'll have a lot of suitors, though. I mean, when I Google his name, every team under the sun has got some sort of link to him with, you know, this team, Campbell, good fit for the Cowboys, good fit for the Steelers. It's you name it. Everyone probably wants
him. But what's the one thing that has eluded him throughout his career?
Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. This
And he
scenario.
Wanted to come. I mean, they were trying to trade for him, and he was going
right.
to go
yeah.
to the Ravens if they, you know, had lost or what. So I think Calais will be, if he plays, he'll be in Baltimore.
Go over to Major League Baseball here. Mike Exisa, friend of the show, had an interesting piece this week for CBS Sports where he made a bold prediction for every MLB team. And here's an interesting one for Pittsburgh and Paul Skeens, where Exisa says the young ace will surpass 300 strikeouts in 2025. Well, That's not too crazy, considering he had 170 in just 133 innings pitched last year. But Exisa takes it a step further, says he'll be surpassing that milestone in the fewest innings pitched ever. Ooh. That record currently held by Gerrit Cole, who had 326 punchouts in 212 innings in 2019. Are you buying or selling? Skeens can do it even faster.
I'll buy that. That kid's a stud. I mean, that thing is just, that ball, fastball's got movement, his secondary pitches, they're coming in at high 90s, 100 miles an hour. I mean, he is a generational kind of player. And the one thing you hope for is health. Because that kind of curtailed Steven Strasburg, because they aren't they kind of connected to some level, the dominance they had at the collegiate level. Yeah, I'll buy that. For sure.
Eventually, where? Dodgers or New York?
I have no idea. Hey, if I'm just enjoy him in Pittsburgh for now instead of paying his check at this point in time. And he even said, hey, we owe you, talking about the Pirates fans. So we owe you something. And for a guy that's not even a full year service time, I think that's a pretty strong statement.
Great facial hair, too. That's always important for a pitcher.
Looks like Spencer Strider, who looks like Dylan Cease. And name another pitcher with a mustache.
All right, we'll go back to the NFL here. The Vikings, they removed themselves from the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, which led some to believe that J.J. McCarthy has already been anointed the starting quarterback. But according to him, says not so fast. In a recent interview, says he hasn't heard anything from the team, but that's okay with him. Keeps the hunger there for his return from injury. Now, the crop of veteran options on the open market, it's shrinking even more by the day because Russell Wilson, he's heading off to New York. They need to add somebody, that's a fact, because McCarthy's the only one on the depth chart right now. Question is, will that person actually challenge the young quarterback? Vinny, are you buying or selling that there will actually be a camp competition here for Minnesota?
Selling it. I thought McCarthy, he was going to win the job before he got hurt, because he was playing really well, you know, in the preseason games. So I don't buy that at all. And I mean, the only one they got on the roster right now is Ripien, other than JJ McCarthy. So for him to say they haven't promised him anything, I mean, it's like, duh. You know, you're the 10th pick of the draft. The other dude's what, undrafted free agent.
And we'll close with this here. Only the elite remain in college basketball right now that we've reached the Sweet 16, especially with the lack of upsets to this point. Truly feels like the best teams in the country will get a chance to make a Final Four run. And Chip Patterson, he's reseeded the remaining field. Duke is the new number one, in his opinion. But Maryland comes in at eighth. That's ahead of three seeds, Texas Tech and Kentucky, and fellow four seed, Arizona. As Chip says, the Terps have fallen right in line with their predictive metric rankings that always seem to favor them a little bit more highly than the AP voters or the committee did when it was all said and done. But are you buying or selling, Bob? This is an appropriate placement for Maryland.
Yeah, I'll buy it. I mean, their net rankings has them in the top 10. Their four losses, what, they 15-4 in their last 19 games, and all four losses were buzzer beaters for all intents and purposes. They got their hands full tomorrow. And when we did our brackets, what, last week with Jimmy Patsos, I had them losing this game. And I still think they will lose. We'll do our official prediction tomorrow. I'm going to be wanting them to win as much as anybody. But I think eight, if they get by Florida, they're going to be the team people are picking to get to the Final Four, whether it's Arkansas or Texas Tech. So Chip Patterson's a smart guy. He comes on with us, and he proves it every time we talk to him.